Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Cole, Professor Emeritus, Agriculture Economics, and Academic Hall of Famer from Virginia Tech, Blacksburg, Virginia, and welcome to another edition of the Globetrotter of Agriculture. Today's theme is Booms and Busts of Land Values. In recent years, farmland has been one of the investments of choice, whether it is baby boomer farmers and ranchers, those in a growth mode, young producers, or outside investors, the appeal of farmland has been at an all-time high as inflation and risk in the general economy make investing in hard assets very compelling. However, what about the historical booms and busts? Let's dig deeper into the subject to provide a historical perspective on this important asset, which often makes up over 80% of the total farm balance sheet. Let's look at the booms. The largest and most prolonged booms generally occurred during times of war and in the 1970s. In these periods, the annual appreciation sometimes peaked at over 20%. The strongest sustained growth was in the 1970s, during which farmland assets appreciated greater than 10% for approximately 70% of the decade. In each of these periods, inflation and supply and demand of commodities were both factors contributing to price increases of land, which is a major wealth generator. Now, let's look at the bust. Let's move to the other end of the spectrum and discuss farmland bust. During the Roaring Twenties, when the general economy was doing well in the United States as a result of the Industrial Revolution, the agriculture industry was in the post-war doldrums. This spilled over into the 1930s during the Great Depression, when land values declined 10 to 20% annually. This, coupled with the stock market retrenchment of more than 50% during that period, made wealth accumulation of that generation a very difficult task. A decades-long period of appreciation culminated after the run-up of appreciation in the 1970s. During the 1980s farm crisis, land values nationwide declined 5 to 10% annually for 5 years. In some areas of the country, the total decline was over 50% from peak to valley. After 2 decades of slow appreciation, another drop in land values occurred during the Great Recession. However, this decline was mostly confined to the Sun Belt states of Florida, Texas, Arizona, and Southern California, and was largely land in transition, meaning it was moving from farm and ranch land to potential housing developments. Overall, land has been a long-term investment that has appreciated approximately 90% of the years since the beginning of World War II and almost 80% of the years since 1910. Well, we'll see for another edition of the Globetrotter of Agriculture.